We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The House has passed a bill that would address the growing number of veteran suicides at VA facilities. That bill is sponsored by Staten Island and Brooklyn Democratic Congressman Max Rose, himself an Army veteran who was wounded in Afghanistan and received the Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. Congressman, what would your Fight Veteran Suicide Act do?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, one of the scarier, more alarming issues that we've found amongst this issue of caring for veterans is not only that we're losing, on average, 20 veterans per day to suicide, which I consider these to be casualties of war just suffered here on the home front, but is also that a growing number of veterans are taking their lives on VA campuses. And what my bill does very simply is whenever any of these tragedies occur, Congress must be notified within a set period of time, and it must be given very specific data related to the individual patient and what the VA did and failed to do for that victim of suicide. You see, so much of what we are struggling with as we try to address this crisis is data. We need to understand this problem. It's something that we are seeing that people suffer of all ages, socioeconomic, demographic, different wars, different types of service. And we have to get the data to figure out how to truly address this. And over my dead body will be a resource allocation either. We have got to have the resources allocated to the VA to actually solve this problem.
Why are so many veterans taking their own lives on VA campuses?
Well, that's exactly what my bill and other bills associated with this issue are seeking to understand. I refuse to act like a traditional normal politician here and jump to a knee-jerk reaction or a knee-jerk conclusion. I am a believer in the VA system. I am an opponent of any efforts to privatize it. The VA, like every other healthcare institution in America, has room for improvement, and we certainly cannot allow for it to be defunded and then pointed to as an example of a government failure. And I think we see that oftentimes when it comes to the VA. With that being said, though, a huge issue that we are suffering from is the fact that care for the veterans cannot only occur within the four walls of a VA healthcare institution or a hospital system. We have to go out into the community and care for the veteran, whether it's in his home or amongst trusted community-based organizations. There's so much more that we can do, and once we get an adequate understanding of the problem with the correct data, we'll make sure that we do it.
When a veteran takes his or her own life at a VA facility, that sounds very personal, like they are leaving one final message.
I think any act of suicide is a tragedy, one that couldn't be more deeply personal. That's why I consider them equal to a death on the battlefield. And we have to do everything that we can to be there for these vets in the same way that they were there for us. Certainly when someone takes their life on a VA campus, they are making a decision. And that decision could be as varied from wanting to make sure that their body is found as quickly as possible, all the way towards the other end of the spectrum, towards protesting one final act of protest concerning the care that they received. But we have to understand the problem, and we can only understand it if we get the data as quickly as possible related to these horrific tragedies. Every suicide can be prevented. I will always believe that, and we have to dedicate as many resources as possible to accomplishing that.
Your bill has passed in the House. In today's divided Washington, do you have any sense as to whether it will be brought for a vote in the Senate and if the president might support it?
I have all the confidence in the world for both of those questions. But we cannot assume anything in today's Washington, D.C. There's no issue that is immune from being politicized. There's no issue that is immune from being used as a bargaining chip. And that's why, even though this bill and bills like it have already passed the House, we are going to stay on the offensive, stay vigilant, keep on advocating to make sure that my colleagues in the Senate and the President of the United States does his job in the White House to take care of our veterans.
It is called the Fight Veteran Suicide Act. Congressman Max Rose, Democrat from Staten Island and Brooklyn, we thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.